Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. Brian here. Before we start this 300th episode, we really just wanted to thank you all, you listeners, for sticking with us for so long. It's been over 5 years. We really, really appreciate everything that you have given us. And hopefully through all the years, we've given you some nice laughs in return. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And now for your regularly scheduled Broad Wasted.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
And I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and take off with us and say bye-bye life. Some of these days, it's a perfect day when the Concerto alla Rustica, Vivaldi Concerto on G, plays, but there's no business like show business if you're on Broadway. Everything all just new again, but after you've gone, there'll be some changes made. Who's sorry now? If we're doing the hospital hop at the South Mountains, Sinai Parade. Let's celebrate because it's showtime, folks. Joining us today are the usual all that jazzers, including Kevin. Everybody put baby in a corner, Jager.
Oh, that's. I'm still trying to figure out what you're doing here.
All that jazz song title.
That was all that jazz.
Oh, okay.
The greatest film ever made.
Yep.
I'm not here.
Kimberly, our whole new world board game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello.
These have nothing to do with that. Yeah,
okay.
These are just fun. I don't know why I did that. A whole new board game master. I don't remember why I did that. That's fine. Chess. That's from chess. Oh. A whole new board game master. Anyway, great. And with us today are some of our favorites to play some games to celebrate our 300th episode. Season 2, episode 300. We did it, y'all. Actors, artists, tweeters, writers, and just amazing people. Let's give a big broad-waisted welcome to friends of the show.
Friends of the show.
Robert Rizal, Justin Sweet Robertson, Andrew Bredes, and Sarah Jenkins.
Yay! I can't believe you were picked up for a second season.
Me neither. Well, your premiere season short.
Yeah, I know.
Brief.
We really cut it short.
I love an HBO limited series like your first season.
Yeah, exactly.
American Horror Story.
Yeah, we consider Broadway's an anthology series.
Good. Evan Peters, now.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I would be the Sarah Paulson of our series.
All right,
elaborate. Go on.
He's so versatile.
I didn't have more to that. I just wanted to say that
Sarah Paulson. You're always there.
She always has like really good parts. And I thought
you're always there. And sometimes you're like, why are they still there?
Here's a fun fact. He's not always there. Because the first time I ever did this show, I was the guest host when he couldn't be bothered. He was in Chicago or something. And that was a choice.
Yeah, that was
fun fact. Fun fact, I am the only person who has been on all 300 plus episodes.
Wow.
Well, I'll cross that question off.
Sorry.
Sorry.
That was so crazy because I was literally like, we were like, let's start a podcast. And I was like, great. And then I was like, wait, I have to go do my show in Chicago. We're like, we just started.
True. Sarah, Robbie? Andrew, here's how this happened. I was the guest. I got bumped for somebody who is much bigger and now is, things have changed. I got a text message. And that guest drank water.
That's right. I totally forgot. That was last minute. Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
What are you drinking?
Let's start with you, Robbie. What are you drinking?
Oh, a little Jim Beam, apple Jim Beam.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm on a little Sierra Nevada IPA.
Ooh, nice. That's the hazy?
No. It's the hazy little thing.
Nice. Cool.
We
Sarah, Andrew.
That I'm actually having what's called Mai Tai. So there we go.
I am having, what am I having? So I thought I would bring it back like old school for Broadwasted. So I am drinking the maple cask rye of the Hudson whiskey.
Ooh, Hudson whiskey's good.
Hudson whiskey's delicious, and the maple cask rye is even better because it feels like you're drinking drunk pancakes. So that's incredible. But I found the bottle in the back of my freezer. I didn't know I had it.
Oh, that's the best.
It was like I got it during quarantine and then didn't finish it. I somehow got to the back of my freezer. So like I finally finished the like ice cream bars that were in there and took out the box to replace it. And I was like, oh, there's whiskey back here. That's even better than ice cream bar.
It's like going into your wardrobe and finding Narnia.
Wait, did you say it was maple flavored?
Yes, it's maple.
Guys, I got a come from so away good. Swag bag in the mail today. Did you get the candle that smells like maple?
Yes.
It's a little sweet. Yeah. Anyway, can't drink it. So why am I even talking?
But yeah, it's really good. What are you drinking, Brian?
I have Dark Horse Pinot Noir.
Oh.
And I'm drinking that. Whoa. I never really drink wine, but I got into it this weekend. Not like for the first time. I just like am on a wine kick.
This weekend. I'm a sommelier now.
Yeah.
That would be how Brian would get into wine, though. 100. I had a glass of wine, and now I'm an expert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I also have bourbon.
Yes.
Also Hudson bourbon.
Wow.
But just Bright Lights Big Bourbon, which is, I guess, regular.
I was like, we are sitting next to our bar, though.
Yeah.
To our, we have a lot to offer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Send that right over.
Speaking of Brian.
Quick, you're only like across a bridge and a river and, over the river to the woods.
So much has changed since the first episode of these I did. What was this episode, like 6 or something?
Something like that.
Maybe.
I had so many drinks in the East Village studio that I came home. And I remember the last thing I remember, I don't remember getting home, but I do remember falling, like, crying on the couch to Michelle Obama's speech on the DNC.
Oh, yeah.
2016.
Oh, wow.
And you're lying there going, it's all going to be so great.
Yeah, because the bar that we used to drink at was so we used to record in a studio in the East Village. Unless, Kevin, you're covering this, I'll stop.
No, this is okay.
Cool. So I think all of you were at that one. We met at Manitoba's, which rest in peace, Manitoba's. It was my favorite. But we recorded at that guy's apartment upstairs.
Yeah.
And in that his second bedroom he made into a recording studio. And then we would meet you at Manitoba's. We'd go up, record, and then we'd come back down and keep drinking. Sarah, did we meet you at a studio the first time?
We did it. We were at the studio at the WeWork in Times Square.
Oh, yeah. Cool. We did that for a long time. That was like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
In there.
And that's the last one I did. I did. I got to the WeWork.
Cool.
Nice there.
Yeah. And Andrew also got a fancy restaurant experience.
Did you go do one in a restaurant?
Oh, wait.
Didn't we recorded in that, in the private dining room?
Oh my God. Yes.
And that guy made us those smoked cocktails.
That was awesome. That was really cool. We had it was like a whole special thing. And we had amazing cocktails.
Yeah.
That was good. I forgot what that was. I think that was when you were in Cats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was our year recap that year. But
what a year recap we can have this year, you guys.
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
It's going to be
And how many holiday radio dramas did y'all do?
Oh yeah, total?
Yeah.
5 or something like that?
Kevin's like, yes, that is correct.
Kevin's like, no, that's my question for later.
Oh, it might be something like 5.
Hope you're good at improv, Kevin.
I know. I got lots of questions.
Should we stop reminiscing?
Kevin, okay. Take it away, Kevin.
All right.
Take it away. What are we doing?
A little fun game night because it's Broadwasted's 300th episode. So I'm going to jump in with just some teaser trivia. There's 5 questions to go through. We may have talked about some of these already, but we'll just talk about it anyways. So our 4 esteemed panel of guests who are with us, you all made your Broadwasted debuts on the following respective episodes. Episode 11, episode 13, episode 15, and episode 73. So who appeared on what episode? And this is for our guests. And if they can't get it right, or if they're wrong their first guess, then Brian and Kimberly can try to help.
Are we just saying which one we were?
I don't know.
We're going to try to figure out what, we're going to try to put all of you in like what you think you should be.
What were they again?
So episode 11, episode 13, episode 15, and episode 73. So we're trying to figure out who was on which episode for all four of you.
Wait, so who has
to wants to hold up the answer?
So you guys can talk amongst yourselves to figure out who's the answer.
Oh, I can tell you that I was lucky 13.
That was my guess. My guess was that you were 13. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was 7. I had to be 73 because you guys had been going for a while.
I thought I was 73 because I'd been going for...
No, because Squeaks, you and I did the Christmas episode, like the game night episode 1 year too. And that was well before 73. Brightest 11?
I'm 11, yeah.
Yeah, 11, me 13. So, and what was the third number?
So it would be Squeaks would be 15 and I would be 73?
Beautiful.
That is correct.
I love that we were every other one.
I was actually really interested when I looked that up, but I saw it was 11, 13, and 15. I was like, they're going to have trouble with this. But you guys had to
close. I think, Andrew, you introduced us to Robbie.
I did. I was part of that. That part of that first email blast. Was that?
Yes. That's totally.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that makes sense. It was like everybody I knew. But did you already have Squigs, though? Because I feel like I would have put him on that also.
I think we met Squigs because... you invited us because we were doing the stuff on the podcast with the cards. And I think we got invited to the release of like the fall or the.
Oh, right. We had that event.
Right.
When you first did the
Broadway,
the props to the press cards.
Right. That's right. I forgot about that. Well, I didn't forget about that, but I was like, I forgot that timing happened that way.
And then, Andrew Brightus.
You did a James Wendell Iglehart card.
Oh.
And we met him at that event. And he was like,
oh, that's where we met James. Yeah.
We should do stuff. And he's been in like all of the radio plays. And
I love it. Yeah. That was at little dance studio. Well, one of the Ricky.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was so fun.
Yeah. And then you met my really drunk husband on your episode.
Oh, yeah.
Because Kevin was also in Chicago.
Yeah, I missed that
on
two of your episodes.
We were just begging for tickets for you for Hamilton.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, that was the thing.
Which
It was
forgot about that.
Yeah.
Kev for him. I love it.
And I said in mine, I said, what I say, you just have to know somebody in the cast.
Yeah, you everybody else helped just like play along and like your episode, you're like, you just have to ask someone who's in it. And
I'm like, ask one of your friends just who's
like,
in it.
Just like text someone.
Yeah. Is that part of the trivia? Who finally got you tickets?
No, because we've talked about that a lot, I feel like. So I was trying to pick like random.
Sure.
I definitely wasn't one who helped, I'll tell you that. I didn't help.
Well, you may have introduced us to him. I don't know anymore.
I think I
was
the
it.
This.
No, was it who? What it was? Who
was it Leslie?
No, it wasn't.
No,
was it? It wasn't. And Albano wasn't in yet. And wait, who was it? Who
it wasn't somebody it was, in the show?
No, it wasn't someone in the show.
No,
it was somebody who was friends with the company manager. Basically, was like, "Hey, I can get you tickets. Just tell
me." Is this a trivia thing?
No, this is. I mean, it can't.
I was
be.
Like, "Can I?"
You're like, "This is who, just a conversation."
Who was the person?
I mean, I'll tell you, it was Matt Doyle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did. Yeah, he was on my list. Yeah. On my list of people. Yeah. So I did help.
Because I had a poem written that he was going to read for like the Kev for Ham segment. And he was like, I can just text someone to get you a ticket.
I was like, what?
To Matt Doyle, I say. I chose to Matt Doyle. Matt
Doyle.
Really,
ugly. Baby.
Okay, here we go. Broadwasted has done 3 live episodes at 3 consecutive Broadway cons. We did additional panels as well, but each year we did one main like Broadwasted episode live. So who have been our 3 Broadway con episode guests?
Oh, shit. Brightman was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
And he got Broadwasted.
He did.
I was thinking Jeremy was
pickle cocktail. Didn't you have like a pickle cocktail that year?
Yeah.
I may have mixed like weird things together, and some of that did involve olive juice.
Olive juice. That was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He still drank it.
You made a sparkling martini, is what happened, and it was gross.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Was that the day that Brightman took over the Playbill Twitter account, or a different day?
That was the one we're talking about was the most recent one in the beginning of 2020. That was the last.
That was
the last in-person one.
But no, that wasn't the one that we had Brightman on. It was the one before that.
It was one before that.
Jeremy was your first one, I'm assuming, right?
Jeremy was not actually.
No, I mean Krista, you did, but that was like in a Brooklyn bar that was separate. Yes. Right?
Krista was a Brooklyn bar.
That was our house.
That was our 50th episode.
Was one.
Oh my
Colin
God,
Donnell.
Colin oh, Donald that's
was,
the.
That was last year.
Oh right, yeah. Right, right, last right, right.
Year. Colin Donnell. And then the one other one we're thinking of was a co-star of Alex Brightman's in a show.
Krista?
Rob?
I was going to say, ask if it was Rob.
Was it Rob or?
No, it was a female.
Krista Rodriguez?
Carrie Butler?
No.
No.
Not
no.
Krista?
No.
From another show that he was nominated for.
Oh, from School of Rock. Was it Sierra?
Was Justin, yeah. Is that what you said?
In Kalela?
No, it was Sierra. It was Sierra Boggs.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I think I remember that.
Yeah, it was Sierra Boggs. Those were our three live ones.
Lovely.
All right, here we go. So we knew this didn't mess up the question. Broadwayson has produced 5 radio plays written by some guy named Kevin. Can you name the 5 radio plays that Broadwayson has done?
Wait, in order or just in general?
In general.
There's Broadwasted Actually. Yep. That's one of them.
Broadwasted Actually.
Broadwasted Wonderful Life. It's a broad. Wait.
There's a Christmas Carol one?
Yes.
It's a Broadwasted. There it is. Carol Channing. You got it. It's a Broadwasted Carol Channing. It's a Broadwasted Life. And then you have 2 more. The first one and the last one.
Was the night of Broadwasted?
Was the night of Broadwasted. And then the very first one, which was not a holiday story.
Oh.
Oh.
I only remember the title of this one because it is an album on my phone still.
And Andrew is the villain.
No, I was like the big part in this. Wow, what was it called? I was like, I was the titular role.
You were the big villain. Part.
Oh gosh, it was a
yeah. That Robbie played himself to promote his cabaret.
Oh right. Shit, yes.
And then
I was playing a version of myself.
It was a detective noir story.
Right. Fuck, what was it called though? What was it called? Album?
It was, I'll give you 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Broadway's Confidential.
Well, that's really good. Oh. I should have called it that. But but it was called Broadwasted Away.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was an original story.
It was a very original
story. Was I in that one?
I think you were too, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Squiggs has been in every single one.
I usually play a bartender, or I'm manufacturing my cards.
Oh, you might have been a bartender in that one.
Or no, Jeremy was the bartender in that one, wasn't he?
I thought he was in the bar. Oh, no, he was a bartender.
I don't recall.
I
always thought Squiggs was in all of them. I still think Fezzy Squiggs was my like highest achievement.
Yeah, I love Fezzy Squiggs. Okay. I love that one. That was fun. Fezzy Squiggs.
Here we go. Kevin, Brian, and Kimberly all went to college for performing. What colleges did they go to?
Oh, fuck. Brian went to Ithaca. Kevin,
Michigan?
Kevin went to FSU.
I did.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I remember that now.
The only one I don't
know. No one's heard of the school I went to. Like, no one's going to know.
Is it the Kate Baldwin School?
What'd you say?
Slippery Rock University. They have a new BFA
program.
Beautiful.
Oh, good for them.
I want you to all just go, just do yourself and give yourself a little smooth Google treat one night.
YouTube it, guys.
I'm ready.
That's
2021 is going to be my year.
Liberty Rock? What is it?
Slippery Rock.
Slippery Rock.
Slippery Rock, yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes. BFA.
Kimberly.
Yeah.
Kimberly.
Green Park?
It's not a thing.
I don't know.
I went to Manhattanville College.
That's not a real place. That's a place in a Muppet movie.
That's a coffee shop. That's a coffee shop.
No, it is not in Manhattanville, so.
Manhattanville.
Wow.
Yeah, it's next to SUNY Purchase.
Adjacent.
Hey, I went to the art school, so.
Hey,
down the road. I got into the art school and didn't go.
So that was the end of that trivia, so I'm going to say that Squiggs is winning. All right, so we're moving on to Match Game. So the way Match Game is going to work is Kimberly and Brian are the contestants with our beautiful panel of Broadway stars. So we're going to ask, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you, I'm going to say a statement or ask a question, and I'll leave a blank in that statement. So my panel is going to write down what they think would fit with what one of these people is going to say. Have fun with it.
Sorry, did you just call us Broadway stars?
I did.
Because I have always been equity adjacent, so have not been on Broadway.
Right, but did you hear the new equity rules? That's another thing that happened this year.
Chick motherfucking talk. Totally. Just working on that six pack so I can play Seymour. But
Sarah and I have done many a Broadway aimed Broadway.
Cool. R.I.P. Can-Can. I saw it. I enjoyed. All right.
So here we go. So
I got to kiss Squiggs in understudy rehearsal. That was fun.
What a dream.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. That was a good day.
All right. So Kimberly, do you get how this game works?
Sure.
Brian, do you get how it works?
Yeah.
Panel?
Well, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, sure.
Great. So we're going to start with Kimberly.
Okay.
So the sentence is, although Sam was 80 years old, he still likes to blank. Although Sam is 80 years old, he still likes to blank. Hold on for Kimberly. Let them write their answers.
Is this from a musical?
Are we supposed to know the reference, or is this a made-up person?
No, these are just like Mad Libs kind of style sentences.
And then you have to guess what you think I will say.
Great. Stupid Susie is so stupid at intermission.
How stupid is she?
I was like, who? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, these are just like Mad Lib style sentences that you're filling in. Great slate for me, please.
Bobby Rosell, 5'9", currently unrepresented, based in New York.
Full body slate.
Yeah.
All right, Kimberly. Although Sam was 80 years old, he still liked to blank. What did you say?
Snowboard.
All right, let's go to our panel and see if anyone matched you with snowboard. We'll start with Andrew.
I put bang ladies.
Ah, yes. That's a good answer.
I like that Sam was a gender neutral. Okay, it could be anybody wants to bang the ladies.
Agreed. Sure. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Kimberly, no points on that one, but that was a good answer. Sarah, what you got for me?
Fry into his mac and cheese.
That's a great pastime. I enjoy that once or twice myself.
I've gotten really good at it in the last year.
You did it right before.
Wow. Unfortunately, that does not match Kimberly. It's all right, though. We're going to keep going on. Robbie, what you got for me?
I said, get an intermission drink.
Is he rich?
Young or old?
He's 80, so yes.
Get you that $50 double wine. And Squiggs, what you got?
He still likes to boogie.
Oh, that's
incredible. Oh, these are all much better than my thoughts. I will say, I initially wrote down, I don't know. I initially, the only thing I could think of was basically what Andrew said, but one word and more colorful.
Yeah, I had that too.
No!
And then I was like, I don't know how to tone that down. So what else would be silly to watch an old man do? Snowboard.
You couldn't. I feel like I'm the closest then.
You couldn't come up with a single euphemism?
Snowboard. Family planning, for instance, or
just the other F word. That's all I could think of.
Oh God. Unfortunately, you didn't make any points that round, but it's okay.
Oh, making whoopee. That's what they all say in these old shows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's in the lexicon.
Wow.
All right, beautiful. So we're going to go over to Brian, and this time the panel, you'll start with a fresh sentence, a fresh answer. So here we go. Brian, some of John's closest friends don't know that he's blank. Some of John's closest friends don't know that he's blank. I think the more words you write, the bigger chance you have a master. That's how that works.
Paid writer Andrew Brightus is still writing.
He's like, all right.
I never said I was fast.
No, but you're paid. So
paid per minute. So he's milking it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. We'd love to see it, as the kids say.
Well, I feel like I want to change this, so but go ahead.
Alrighty.
You should have known when you asked
another draft.
A game that involves writing.
Well, I get nervous because I forget this is going on the internet. So like I
barely.
Andrew, I think you should just open up your drafts and just start reading from there from now on.
Yeah.
I feel good about that.
That's a danger zone.
Bring the notebook that's beside the bed and just read what's on top of the top page. All right, here we go. So, Brian,
yes.
Some of John's closest friends don't know that he's blank. What did you say?
A snowboarder. No, I'm kidding. some of John's closest friends don't know that he's now equity.
Oh, that's a good one.
Nice.
That's good.
That's good.
He's highly going in there because he doesn't want like SAG-AFTRA to really pay attention and figure it out. I understand. Okay, so here we go. So let's see if anybody matches you with that John is now equity. We will start with Squiggs.
John is now Republican.
You might not know about him yet. Robbie, what you got?
A open quote dancer, close quote.
We all
finger who moves.
Unfortunately, that doesn't match, but we'll keep going and see. Sarah, what do you got?
A prince.
You know what? I'm going to give you a half point. Because equity is kind of like being a prince of your own
royalty.
Yeah, so I'm going to let you have a half point for that one.
And I mean, some people only go into equity to use the throne.
Uh-oh.
We're not using the throne. It begins. Wow.
Can I have half a point for when Kimberly thought about writing down sex?
Well, yeah. I think that Brian's bad pun just made him lose that half point. So I'm sorry that that just happened for you. Andrew, what you got?
What's the sentence again?
Some of John's closest friends don't know that he's
actually a fan of the Dear Evan Hansen trailer. And he does not want to be judged.
You know what? That Beautiful. Doesn't match, but that's all right, because we look at the scoreboard and we see that Kimberly has 8 points and Brian has 2. So hey. Now
the best part about that is Andrew wrote that after we heard what the actual answer was.
So, I'm trying to bring the old vintage annoying actor friend writing here. I'm very rusty. And
as in Footloose rusty?
You're
for that. Alrighty. So now I'm giving you a little moment to let your brains chill as we go before we go to round two, because we're going to play some more Broadwasted trivia, but this is going to be everybody playing for themselves. And it's called, this is which Broadwasted host? So I'm going to give you a statement about one of us, and you're going to have to say, do you think it's Kevin, Brian, or Kimberly?
Okay.
We could do
these were the things we texted you earlier.
Correct. And other things that I came up with in my head.
I hope they're true.
Think I know about you. So we can do one of two ways. Do you guys want to write down which one you think it is and like hold it up at once? Or do you want to just like, I'll go through a row and you can say which one you think?
Let's all hold it up at once so that we can just be chaos.
Yeah.
I feel like that's great for a podcast.
Let me make three little papers.
Visual clues.
Oh, that's just good. That's smart. Make one for Kevin, one for Brian, one for Kimberly, and then hold it up.
Yeah.
That's smart. See, I would have just written on 12 papers like each new one.
Yeah,
Sarah was in cats. She knows about economy of time.
It's true. Also, I just think this is like, it's just, this is when women are superior to men, when they organize things so much better.
Always. Always.
Yeah. Like, when Kevin reorganizes his apartment, I get so many before and after photos because he knows that I will be the most proud.
Yeah. I'm always like, look what I did. Look what I did.
Look what you did.
Okay. Yeah, you have a slipcover on your couch.
Yeah.
You made your house a home.
And clean.
Putting a slip cover on a couch by yourself is kind of difficult.
Yeah.
It's like folding a fitted sheet.
Well, kind of is a fitted sheet.
Right.
Okay.
On your couch.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
All right, everybody ready?
I got my three.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Which Broadwasted host has one sibling that's a younger sister? We got two votes for Kimberly, and one vote for Brian, and one vote for King B. And the answer is King B, Brian.
I have an older sister.
I've listened to all 300 episodes, so I know shit.
Okay. Which Broadway host's first Broadway show was The Producers? It's unanimous and correct. It was me. My first show was The Producers.
It's beautiful.
I had to think on that for a minute.
You just got really excited that we got it.
Because I remembered that was not Brian's, but I forget what Brian's was. It was not.
Find out.
Oh.
Which Broadwasted host worked professionally on the show Othello, the remix? We got Robbie saying Kevin. We got Squig saying King B. And then we got our couple over here saying Kimberly. And the couple is correct. It was Kimberly.
Yeah. Professionally, loose term, was not in the show, was the assistant general manager.
That's working professionally.
Well, take it. Listen, that's who hands out paychecks.
I misinterpreted the laugh. Oh.
It would be very funny to watch Brian do that show.
Which Broadway host took a tap dancing class at the local YMCA? Which Broadwasted host took a tap dancing class at the local YMCA?
The spread.
So we got, Robbie's got Kimberly. Sarah has Brian. But it's Andrew and Squigs who are right. It was me.
Oh.
What?
I did. It was awful.
But you hate it tap dancing. Is this what spawned the hatred?
No, but I just don't like tap dancing. But like, I was going to move to New York and I was like, I haven't taken a dance class in a long time. I should probably try one of those. And there was like a 6-week class at the YMCA.
And you went straight to tap?
And it was beginner's tap, and we didn't have to wear tap shoes because we were dancing in like the aerobic studios. So basically they were like, we're just going to learn tapping, but on your gym shoes. And I was like, great, okay.
I love that you're the Autumn Hurlburt of the podcast. Yeah, I did just rewatch The Search for the Elle Woods.
That's so thing. Good.
I blocked that out.
It's a gift, honestly, for the world.
Okay, here we go. Which Broadwasted host took a growth hormone throughout grade school? It is unanimously correct. It was Brian.
I took human growth hormone from third grade to sophomore year of high school, an injection every single day. And look at me, 5'6", 5'7" on a good day.
What was it? Do you mind asking, was it for? Were you playing sports or?
No,
my dad. My
pituitary gland didn't excrete enough growth hormone, so I like was very short for my age. So that just that got me up to speed. However, my dad jokes that I was taking it at the wrong time and we should have saved some because we could have made millions off of baseball players.
Really? You should have stopped it 4 feet
and been
a millionaire.
Kevin just did a full count, like a laugh like the count. He went, I'm in.
I totally did.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you get the Kevin laugh when I'm reading. I'm like, what's that say? Okay. last question this round is, which Broadwaisted host has the condition where cilantro tastes like soap?
Kimbo, that's
so funny. It looks like everybody but Sarah was correct that it's Kimberly.
Kimberly, I have it too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cheers, brethren.
Lanzaroni, the two of us, we're just like.
Yeah, because we always
it's go. Awful.
To, like, we go to like Mexican restaurants and get like chips and salsa, and we like dig in, and Kimberly's face goes. And I'm like, oh no, there's cilantro in this.
It does taste like dish soap, and I've had my mouth washed out many times.
So, not can
confirm. I know, right? Fuck you.
Yeah. All right.
No.
I'm just gonna keep doing it.
Okay, so we're going into round two of the match game. So in this round, points are doubled. So Kimberly, right now, let's look at the scoreboard again. Kimberly has 11, and Brian has 1. So
wait, for those of you just listening, Kevin looked off camera, even though I know he doesn't have a scoreboard. It made my night.
He just made up numbers.
I was giving it to you. I was giving people out. Okay, so for this round, we're going to start with Brian this time, and we're going to go around and see how this goes. Here we go. We'll see if this happens. Okay. Because Lola was a spy, she kept a microphone hidden in her blank. Because Lola was a spy, she kept a microphone hidden in her blank.
Interesting. Interesting.
And I will say all these questions came from me watching the YouTube video called Funniest Match Game Questions. And literally every single one of these questions, Charles Nelson Reilly
would just go, boops.
He literally just, like, you see him look at the camera, like, can I really do this? And then he just bursts out laughing, and it's like every single, it's amazing.
Bad number one.
Every single time. It's so good. He just turns right to it.
My father.
Everybody ready?
Yeah.
So ready.
All right. Because Lola was a spy, she kept a microphone hidden in her what, Brian?
Well, as we all know, whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. So I'm going to say her leotard.
Oh, okay. Just this girl wearing a simple leotard. Understandable. Let's start.
What are you spying on?
Let's start with a girl
in a leotard.
She's obviously spying on a baseball team.
Oh, right. That's
right.
What she
sure.
Does.
Yeah. Like stealing.
Let's go to our resident leotard, Sarah. Did you also say leotard because of your trauma from wearing so much?
Leotard, hashtag leotard trauma. It was actually a unitard for getting specific. No, but I said that Lola kept it in her fishnets because she's also a showgirl.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know what? If you're wearing a leotard, you're probably at least thought about if it would go well with fishnets. So I'll give you 2 points.
I'll take it.
Well, the points are for Brian, but like,
you'll take it.
Okay. Don't worry. I will lose them at some point.
Sarah just went, well, I got it.
Robbie, what do you got?
Well, I went straight to the land of Lola and said, her corset.
You know what? A corset's kind of like a leotard. So
I know.
I'll give you 3 points. Squigs, what do you got? 3 points.
Wig cap.
Oh, another great one.
I mean, wig cap is great. And if you're wearing a leotard, like, you probably also are a wig cap. So I will give you 6 points for that one. And Andrew, what do you got?
I figured she was probably hiding it in her fossy neck. You know, like, she like puts it here. So you have in their face.
I already forgot what she was hiding.
A microphone.
Oh.
She put the microphone on her neck and then she fossy neck.
She was hiding.
She like, that doesn't match. Like, that's jazz throat.
Jazz Proto.
Why do I do it
off with the two dad?
For Squeaks giving birth to Jazz Throat, I'm going to give you 10 points. So that was pretty fucking rough for you, Brian. So this... Brian has 16 points and Kimberly's trailing with 11.
Okay. Surely I can catch up.
Let's see how this goes, Kimberly.
I mean, you did graduate from Manhattanville College, so.
I'm a genius.
Anything's a grade on possible. A curve.
Okay, here we go. Everyone watched in amazement as Tonto blanked the Lone Ranger. I think Charles Nelson Reilly actually had a heart attack when they read that question because he was ready to laugh so hard, but he was also like, they can't give me this question and not expect me to say what I'm going to say.
He pulled out of Paul Lynde and gave a good answer. I'll tell you that.
It's so funny.
Now, do I have to say a dirty answer?
You can say whatever you'd like, my love. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Everyone watched in amazement as Tonto blanked the Lone Ranger.
Killed.
Killed. Great, that's a good answer. Let's see if anybody also went there with their brain. Let's start with Mr. Bradis.
Cancel.
Oh.
Yeah. Into killing.
Yeah,
I mean, that's basically...
It's a kind of canceling.
That is the way of canceling.
The ultimate cancel.
And Armie Hammer did play the role of the Lone Ranger. It was Armie Hammer.
So here we are. So,
you know what? Oh, I will
there it is. That.
So Kimberly gets 4 points. Sarah, what do you got?
Road.
That's actually a really funny visual, but it doesn't
matter. Out of 10, would scroll over it to see if I wanted to click on it.
Oh, yeah. So that didn't really match Kimberly's answer, but, like, it's a really good one, so I appreciate you being here. Robbie?
I said uggawugged.
I'm going to just give 2 points because I don't know what else to say. So, Wiz.
Well, there's also a spell check on that, but, you know.
Thanks, Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Squigs, round it up for me.
Scolded him for cultural appropriation.
And you know what? That gets 10 points.
10 points.
Akin to canceled, akin to killed.
So where are we at with the score? Let's look over at the board.
I've got like 100.
Kimberly has 32 points. Brian is trailing with 31. So... We're going to have one last question, but before that, we have a couple more Which Broadwasted Host.
Oh, shit.
So here we go. Which Broadwasted Host has collected movie stubs since 1998? Everybody's correct. It was Brian. Brian has been collecting movie stubs. He's our movie nerd.
That's his binder right there.
Oh,
wait, wow. What's the first one in there?
So yes, this is my book. And were you in East Hanover, New Jersey on February 13th, 1998, $5 seeing The Wedding Singer?
Oh, good. That's a good
That's
one.
That's a good one.
Solid start.
Followed by Batman and Robin.
Ooh, choices were made.
Yeah, so classic stuff.
No one's ever questioned your sexuality?
which Broadwasted Host's first Broadway show was The Lion King?
I already said that.
Yeah, I already did. I'm so stupid. I'm sorry.
So everybody said Brian, but unfortunately, you're all wrong.
Oh, Kimberly.
That was me. Also 1998.
Yeah.
The Lion King, The Wedding Singer.
It'll give it away. Brian, what was your first Broadway show?
Does anyone remember?
No, we all just thought it was Lion King.
Man of La Mancha.
Oh, yeah. No. Peter Pan.
Oh.
Starring Kathy Rigby.
Yeah, in like 91 or something like that.
And Eileen Quinn of Annie fame.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Which Broadwasted host did not eat a strawberry until they turned 25? That's a little mixed, but we got Squigs and Andrea correct. It was me.
What?
I decided as a child that I didn't like things with the word berry in it, so I just stuck to that stubbornly and wouldn't eat a strawberry until I was 25, and my boyfriend at the time made me eat one, and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever eaten. And then he dipped one in sugar, and then I was just like, how have I not ever done this before?
What was the berry that made you swear off berries?
Dingle.
Chuck? Dingle, there it is. That's the answer.
Honestly,
it was that crazy cookies and cream, that commercial with berries. Anyway.
Oh,
Frankenberry.
I just got weird about words, and so I just like would randomly make rules and be like, I don't eat things with that word in it, and that would just be my rule. My mom found it very frustrating.
Phoebe Buffay, I love your work.
Yeah.
Did you also not go to Drew Barrymore movies or anything at the Barrymore?
Or listen to Barry White?
Yeah.
All great questions.
Oh, no, I could do all those things. It was just a food thing.
You just couldn't put them in your mouth.
I was very stressful about food.
I had a nickel.
And last question on this little thing. Which Broadwasted host generally hates all animation? Which Broadwasted host generally hates all animation? All right, so we got two guesses for Brian and two for Kimberly. The answer is Kimberly.
Yeah.
What? I feel like you would be a Disney bitch.
Well, your first.
I like Disney movies, but I can't really pay attention to like a cartoon TV show.
Like she won't like watch,
Bob's Burgers.
She won't watch like any.
Yeah,
of
no.
Yeah, like none of the. Adults
I just like watching. My eyes cross, and I'm just like, I don't know. Those aren't people talking.
I'm not different.
He doesn't love animation.
No, I don't like. I mean, I hate the art form, and I hate the people who make it. No, I don't. I don't gravitate to TV cartoons either, but I do like.
Except for The Simpsons.
Fascinating.
Well, not yeah. I mean, I like a Pixar.
And Family Guy.
I don't watch any of those anymore. When was the last time you saw me put on a Family Guy?
Well, you.
I have a full Perry the Platypus sitting up there, so.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, so we're moving into round three, the final round of Match Game. This is how it's going to go. Brian and Kimberly are each going to pick one of the people on the panel to be their like main match to try to match in this next question. So, Kimberly, who do you pick?
I'll pick Sarah.
Okay.
Lady right. Date.
Good job.
And Brian, who do you pick?
I'll go with Robbie.
All right. And so we're pairing Andrew and Squiggs, who, let's look at the scoreboard. We have Brian has 31 points, Kimberly has 32, and Andrew and Squiggs have 33. So we're going to see who can win this game. So here's the question. So the pairs are trying to match up.
Okay.
And the question is, Mary has never seen John's blank. Mary has never seen John's blank. We'll go there in a second. But I do want to say that, again, I keep going back to Charles Nelson Reilly on the video that I watched. But when we watched, when that question was asked, he couldn't help himself. And he yelled out, "Well, has John seen Mary's?" And then, he goes, "Because if you've seen one, you've seen them all." And I was just like, "Oh my God."
Dreams.
And this was like the 70s. Like, you couldn't.
Yeah, that's when you could do it.
That, yeah.
When you could say stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a great 2.5 hour supercut of just Paul Lynn Zingers from Hollywood Squares.
It's amazing.
Oh, really?
Some homosexual has put on YouTube, and I would like to make out with that human.
Paul Lynn.
Yeah.
All right.
But also whoever did the supercut.
So here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to start with Squiggs and Andrew. So they're in the lead right now with 33 points. So let's go with Andrew first. Mary has never seen John's what?
Look, it's not funny. It's not original, but I put penis because it's the most likely one. But I also have reasons for existing. So I thought that would be kind of funny. So that's my funny one, John's reason for existing. But the real answer is penis. And I was trying to come up with a Broadway name pun, but like Little Hamilton or something. I couldn't come up. Again, I'm rusty.
Just penis.
You have to train for this.
Penis.
Squiggs, what do you got?
I got a reason for existing. That it's a vaccination card.
Oh, wonderful.
Or pussy.
Welcome.
The fact, though, that they both had alternates is
you know what?
We had all.
I would give them a point for that.
But yeah, you guys get 20 points. So you're now at 60.
Nice. So, nice.
From 30 to 60 and 20 points.
I'm accepting. On a math show, it's fine. So 20 points, you're sitting pretty. At 60 points, let's start with Robbie and Brian. So Robbie and Brian, you guys were in second place with I don't know how many points. Let's see. I think it was like 31.
They were in third place?
Are you even looking at your board anymore?
I'll look at the board. It's 31. All right. So Brian, what was your answer?
That's about you, yes.
Mary? Oh, I should be one of those. Can someone tell me?
Can you read the sentence again, please?
Oh, God. Mary has never seen John's blank.
I put little lamb.
Mm. That's it. That's good.
See, that's a good one.
And Robbie, did you also put little lamb?
I said one man show, such a song from Tommy Locker, now streaming on Spotify.
That's really funny. I will give you 19 points.
Use the code LABOR40 for 40% off. Wow.
Yep, so you guys are just underneath at 59 points. So we got Squiggs and Andrew are winning. Let's see if the ladies can pull it together. Kimberly, Mary has never seen John's what?
Now I also have alternates. I have the 70s version of the word pecker.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Or his equity card.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Never seen his equity card. Yeah. All right. Well, I said that she had never seen his cast recording collection.
I feel targeted.
And the other option is she's never seen his bootleg.
He's never seen his slime tutorial. Oh, we matched.
We get extra points for slime tutorial. Thank you so much.
You guys do get extra points for slime tutorial, but it's kind of like in basketball when you like shoot on the wrong hoop, it actually gives points to the other team. We came up with slime tutorial while it was Kimberly's turn.
Are you even an advocate and an ally?
Kimberly and Sarah win because they get those points. So they have 75 points and they win.
Et cetera.
And Andrew and Squiggs are, and Robbie are second place, and Brian comes in last. I'm so sorry, Brian.
That's okay. That's
okay. It was a nice effort.
Wow.
301 times the charm.
We'll do three last, which Broadwasted host? Which Broadwasted host has a pet?
Oh,
we got a lot.
Really faked you out looking around for a fake dog in this room.
We got a lot of Kimberlys, but who has a pet?
Does Brian?
Oh, it's a kitty.
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
What is the name of that bastard?
This is Ted.
Ted.
Ted, let's have a talk.
He's nothing. So chill right now.
He is.
I know. I just, because he's still waking up.
Oh, same. What time do we record?
Have we started yet?
Nah.
Yeah.
Which Broadwasted host has only had one Chipotle burrito their entire life?
That feels like Kimberly.
Oh, it's split between Kimberly and Kevin, but the real person is Kimberly. Yeah.
To do with the cilantro.
I was going
to
say,
it's in the rice. It's in the rice. Yeah, okay.
I've had so many.
Can't get away from it. Oh, I ate it and I was extremely sick and I will never go back. No, I get chips and queso.
Oh,
that's not queso.
And then
best queso. I mean, it's not good.
Best queso is Torchy's Tacos.
Oh.
Absolutely.
And then last question is, who did Andrew Bratis kidnap in the first radio play Broadwasted Away?
I'm not looking. I don't know. I'm trying to remember.
He made himself.
That's correct. It was Kevin. And he placed me up in like the rafters of a theater so that I would land, like I could drop me and land on Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes, that's right. That's
wow.
Such a mess. But this has been our game night of our close friends for our 300th episode.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
300!
You don't look it. You guys look good for 300.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You. Our livers, however.
Yeah, not Brian. But like.
Right, right.
Yeah.
We got some of the death, like the Death Becomes Her stuff. It was great.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've learned that we must look inside our hearts to find a world of love like yours, like me, like home. That is our quote for our 300th episode.
Oh, if you happen to be on a United Airlines flight this month, just look in there and you might find some of my drawings in the magazine.
I saw that.
Wait, really? That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Did some illustrations about the Broadway comeback and whatnot.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
That's so awesome.
And it's a free magazine, so take one.
Steal it. It's included in the ticket.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Now, will they bring back Sky Mall and then you can do all the illustrations for the crazy things that are for sale?
Oh, that'd be fun. That'd actually be a fun little, like, a series. Like, some of the 90s era Sky Mall items.
Just grab a Fingerhut catalog. This is what you're doing. You get a Fingerhut or an Avon catalog and you just start drawing and then you do the compare contrast. I'm into that.
And Robbie, you have a show, right?
Yeah, I'm headlining Birdland at 7 p.m. November 29th for my 45th birthday. It is called The Next One, and it's for all the people who say, I can't make it tonight, but I'll be at the next one. I have receipts. So come hear me sing Metal Lark with my band, The Two Drink Minimum.
Oh, yeah, and also, so buy Lights of Broadway cards. Yeah, they're the best, as we all know.
You know me, I have 1,000.
We have a new edition coming out sometime in the near future. We're just waiting on printing dates. But awesome. Yeah, we have a fun new edition coming out.
Also, Squigs, look at my wall.
What?
Oh. There's in my little office. I have some Squigs art up in my wall. That's what I look to get inspired. So thank you, Squigs.
Mine hangs next to my bar where it belongs.
I mean, I just bring my wine down.
Correct.
I got into it. I just got into wine. I do just want to take a moment. What'd you say?
How's the wine going?
It's great. I'm almost done. I'm almost done being into
oak. Did you smell any special things as you swirled it? Yeah.
Horse blanket.
No, I don't refrigerate it like Kevin does.
What?
It's an Italian thing. You like refrigerate it for like a little bit, so it's like a little bit colder than room temperature. I don't know. My dad.
I'm shutting that down. My husband's Italian. He would end your life, Godfather style. He'd be like,
I don't know. My parents go to Italy a lot. My dad started doing it, and so I just do it because he sends me wine.
No, you also didn't eat anything that was called Barry until 25. Nobody's listening to you.
But I do just want to take this moment. I'll keep it short, but I want to thank the people who actually make this happen for 300 plus episodes. And that is the listeners of the show, the fans, the followers, all of you who have stuck around for all this time and gotten to know us. We've gotten to know you at all of our live shows, at all Lightcatcher events. We've met so many of you. Thank you so much for being fans, for being friends, for being all of that. We literally, there'd be no reason to do this without you. We do it, we just wouldn't record it. But thank you so much to all of you. You're the reason Broadwasted exists, and we're going to keep going as long as we can keep going because we really, really enjoy this. And so just a huge, huge cheers to those people, and also the silly guests who keep agreeing to do this.
Oh. Yeah.
Stupid assholes.
Cheers.
Cheers. And also to, you know, on a different note, like all of the people, like the four of you who we've met by doing this. And we really appreciate the friendship that has blossomed from doing all of this. And thanks for giving us your time, your energy. I know those two things are really, really valuable, and we really appreciate you donating some of it to us.
And I will say, like, all four of you specifically gave us a chance when we were new and, like, just starting out. And it's a big thing when you're first starting out to, like, either have imposter syndrome or be like, why would they want to come sit down and talk to me? Like, what, like, kind of the thing. So the fact that you guys kind of embraced us and didn't just like open up to us on your episode, but like brought friends to us and like to help us kind of expand and grow. Like, it's really important to have those people who believe in you when you're like a little nobody, because then when you're like a big nobody, it's even better to have those people that you can do this kind of thing like and celebrate 300 with. So thank you guys so much.
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
We've made it a fun ride.
Here's my camera.
It's true. It was my life's work to bring Carmen Cusack onto this episode. Not this episode, but onto an episode.
And we really appreciate your life's work.
We do.
We really appreciate what you three of you put out into the, world and into like the Broadway internet and the Broadway industry and the Broadway culture. I think you've always put out something super positive, funny, enjoyable, and just like always something like a bright beacon once a week. So thank you on behalf of one of the listeners.
Yeah, especially
during the pandemic.
It was like listening to friends when we couldn't see them. Yeah, 100%. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. And we were just panically giving.
I was saying, a business where everybody takes themselves way too seriously. Thank you for being three people who don't.
You're welcome for just getting everyone drunk when they deserve it.
What a gift.
Or you take yourself too seriously? Brian's pouring tequila shots, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
He's into wine now, so...
Right.
Yeah, I'm into wine now.
I don't know if you heard this, you guys. Brian's into wine now.
He's into wine,
It's because he records in the cellar.
Because of this weekend.
Yeah, it was Rosh Hashanah. So I just poured some Manischewitz into wine now.
Toba fell true to you as well.
Well, that brings us to the end of our 300th episode. It's actually like 300 and I don't know, 50 something probably, because we don't count the radio plays and stuff and other rounds.
They don't count.
The another round was my first official episode. How dare you? How dare you, sir?
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, as a guest. Oh, yeah, it was. It doesn't count. That's true. Wait, was it?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, because we were promoting something, so we turned it around fast.
Fine.
Oh, maybe as one a day guest,
I'll be
that's
at
right.
Jenny
that's
Eddie
right.
Dots and Cats, and you'll like me again.
Oh, her name is Janene Dots.
I got it. Dots. Yeah, not for thank me you. Though.
But seriously, thank you all. That brings us to the end of our episode. You can follow us on all things social media at Broadwasted. That includes Twitter, Instagram. Find our Facebook group as well as our Patreon. You can find us wherever podcasts are podcasting, including the Broadway Podcast Network, including the Spotify, and of course Apple Podcasts. Rate and review us there. 5 stars, please.
Thank you.
But as we end every episode, we raise a glass. Well, first we say thank you, and we mean it.
We did that.
We mean it more this time. But we raise a glass and we say, cheers. Thank you.
I'm still impressed.
No, it is fun when that doesn't catch people by surprise.
Yes.
What are they saying?
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.